Wings and beer, almost as good as podcasts. That's why Chicago's Summer Wing Fest wants to give listeners a free t-shirt when they buy tickets with offer code PODCAST, available at wingfest.net.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
As you know, dear listener, it is an honor to work overtime for the company. Any additional hours granted by your department mean that you are simply too indispensable to be allowed off duty. And thusly, you shall be honored with extra time at your station at the discretion of your supervisor. During the arthropod invasion, the policy known as the Switcher has the enviable position of being honored for over 72 overtime hours and counting.
You have reached the office of Roberta Darley, Vice President of Power Management. Leave a message after the tone.
It's me, the Switcher. Power distribution operator. Darley, you've got to send someone down here. All the doors have automatically sealed, the overrides won't work, and the engineers are trapped outside. The fusion reactor's still online, but... if you don't help us, there won't be anyone left to run it! Damn it! If I can expel the excess heat from the fuel room and redirect it from the outside vents to the inside vents, then... Is anyone there? Is anyone alive? Is anyone...
Hello, you have reached the Dr. Montgomery Morrow Memorial Museum and Historical House. Visiting hours are between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. The doctor is currently criminogenically frozen, so... Can't hear you without my ear trumpet. Ain't that what I just said? Anyways, he's busy being an icicle, so someone will call you back about whatever you want. Maybe.
Hello? If Dr. West or Dr. Caligari could call me back at the power station before I'm stripped to the bone by our insect friends, that would be swell. 3 days and no word from anyone. I've managed to hack the CCTV so I can see them. The ants, they took the bodies. They took Brandon and Marcus and Pat. Now the ants are just patrolling. Biologist's advice would be helpful. Do they somehow understand the importance of this place? Do they sense the electromagnetic field of your fusion reactor? Do they simply smell food? Me. Doctors, they're tunneling under the station, trying to get inside the station, trying to burrow under the reactor, but I've been busy rerouting the power flows from the dead levels of the tunnels, and when a certain operator sends an excess of electricity to the power cells below... I feel like Davenport's charming monster of a daughter. If my stomach wasn't empty, I think I'd vomit. Miss Darley, can I call you Roberta? 13 days now, and no contact with the outside world. Only banging on the doors, occasionally clicking or scrabbling, sometimes chewing. You'll be pleased to know that I have maintained Heart Life's investment on my life by any means necessary. That means the power cells are fried, and I've cannibalized the wiring for a defensive perimeter around the reactor bed. But the power's still on, and I've torched a few dozen scouts to cinders. And then the soldiers came. Caught three in the cooling tank. Crushed one under the only auxiliary door I can still operate. Ants scream as they die, just like people do. Did you know that, Roberta? Commode is nearly empty of potable water. I've only dared a few sips from the cooling station. If the reactor overheats, it'll create enough heat to cook me in here. And that would be, a problem. Unless I starve first, of course. Down to 3 bars of algae in the rations locker. The, ripping, chewing sounds have stopped. Now it's just clickety-clackety, mostly at night. I have considered attempting escape, but I haven't forgotten the chewing yet. The ant caught in the cooling tank, well, I'm sure you can hear her. Just the one now. She must be hungry, too. I think she's eaten the others. The screaming keeps me up at night. I keep thinking... So, Roberta, have you ever played Moles and Managers? You remember the game from school, I imagine. The managers would chase the moles, hitting them with their binders, yelling citation, or... What was it, farm? I can't remember. The moles would hide anywhere they could. That was the point, the hiding part. It wasn't much of a game. There's someone outside, near the greenhouses, I think. Roberta, I'll have to call you back.
Hello? Hello, is there someone out there in the nutrition sector? I can barely see you on the monitors.
Switcher?
Agent Chamberlain. I am not thrilled to see you. Why are you stripping the bones out of the hallway?
I'm requisitioning them for pest control.
I didn't know that ants were afraid of glass and tungsten.
They aren't.
It was a joke.
Shrug.
That wouldn't be pesticide you're filling the bulbs with. If you're going to play with poison, Chamberlain, I'd advise you not to do it so close to residential air treatment.
That would be missing the point.
I'm serious. You'd kill the hundreds that are probably still alive in the tunnels below.
Along with thousands of ants. A net victory. Switcher?
Good luck poisoning everyone without power, Chamberlain.
Really, I mean it. I'm sure you're up for a Murderer of the Year award in your department. You have my vote.
You're making a mistake. Don't make me come up there and fix it.
You can't gun your way in here this time. There's no override for the blast doors either. Believe me, I've looked. I think we've had enough massacre in the last 2 weeks without your help.
I had hoped you'd be a more reasonable man, Switcher, in light of our pest problem.
But I have other ways and other means.
Sugar?
Well, at least he's gone. Shh. Power station. Hello? Hello?
They watch you through the surveillance cameras.
How did you get this number?
Where are you, Chamberlain?
The tower above is watching you. In fact, the only place in the tunnels where policies aren't getting slaughtered or committing acts of open sedition is your power station. You're a hero. Congratulations.
No one's watching me. I hacked the surveillance system.
They let you.
You're lying.
The happy little families cheer you on as you burn ants. Listen to their guts pop. One lone policy protecting our company's primary means of power. They find it amusing.
Not falling for it, Georgie.
communications cuts out the more desperate parts of your confinement, of course. The cries, the rants, the begging. Has Darley called you back yet? You can help end
this infestation, Switcher. Let me into the station. We can turn the air against the ants, suffocate them, electrocute them, save all the policies above. A free pass to the tower. A hero's welcome.
Or you can die in your little cave, one way or another. Decide.
I am going to find you. And when I do, I'm going to kill you.
Fine. Let's play
moles and managers. Click.
That's not true. Just don't listen to him. Just find him. Nutrition sector's not that big, and I could hear water. Lots of water. Water decontamination? No, that's too far away. Cooling would be auto-locked, just like here. Food preparation? No. The algae fields! Calm down, calm down. You can beat him. You're a power distribution operator, and he's, well, a professional killer. Good. Not in the skiff storage. De-sliming, cubing, or the workers' quarters, which leaves the main control room right above the pond.
Main control room. How can we help meet your calorie allotment today?
Sincere apologies, but I'll have to detain you for a bit.
Attention, policies. Electrical surge detected in water containment room. External station exits under lockdown until proper power flow is restored.
Nowhere to run.
No need. I took the liberty of learning the operations and emergency protocols for this sector.
From who?
Agricultural overseer. Funny how a bullet in the kneecap makes one talkative.
The more you talk, the less bad I feel about drowning you. Sit tight while I figure this out, won't you?
Water locks engaged. Water locks disengaged. Channel 2 open. Water capacity 10%. Malfunction detected.
Systems half wrecked.
That's what happens when you shoot an agricultural overseer right next to the control panels. Don't worry, Switcher. The manual controls still work. In times of crisis, algae farm laborers are directed to hide in the storehouses, huddle up in the bales of algae protected by solid walls. How many policies do you think hide in the silos 20 feet below?
Is somebody there?
We're saved at last!
Silo 1, 10 volunteers for ant bait.
For what ants? I don't think they're fond of Water Chamberlain, and unless you've got devised a lovely little ant leash in there, you...
The sugar in the vents.
Yes. Ah. Ants come sniffing for sugar. Ants crawl into silos to eat people. I shoot ants. If necessary, I shoot escaping people. Repeat.
Chamberlain, it doesn't have to be this way. I don't want to...
You've killed before, Switcher. You should understand economy. The bodies of these policies will bring in ants by the hundreds. What do you say?
Power flow restored. Algaculture daylight simulation cycle is now in effect. Operators, please put on protective eyewear.
Enough! The rest of the bait will have to be dealt with manually, I suppose.
Thought you might say that.
Ah. You flushed the reactor tank.
And a plus in science for you, Chamberlain.
I wanted to be the one to kill you.
Sorry to disappoint. By the by, Geordi, water wasn't the only thing caught in that tank. Watch your head, won't you? She's awfully hungry.
And I do believe you have some sugar on you. Mind if she joins you for lunch? Is that supposed to be laughter?
You think an insect can kill me?
Soldiers are difficult to kill, I would know. Thick armor, few weak spots. Maybe you can kill them, but certainly not waterlogged in the dark.
This was fun. Goodbye. Oh, and Switcher? Check underneath your terminal.
A camera.
You have reached the office of Roberta Darley, Vice President of Power Management. Leave a message after the tone.
Darley. Darley. Show's over.
For all his willingness to maintain his station, the Switcher's suspicion and wanton destruction of corporate property, including several agricultural water locks and a very costly micro camera, was the end of him. Remember, it is not for each policy to determine what is best for the company or for themselves. Follow and let Heart Life do the rest. Think hard on these words as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you can see our brand new live episode, Our Fair City, Human Resources, performed at the Chicago Fringe Festival this September. Head over to OurFairCity.com for more information on tickets and when you can catch the show. If you are enjoying our podcast, I want to remind you that the best thing you can do to support HeartLife is to spread the word. Tell your friends about the show, leave us a rating and review on iTunes, or go shout about us on Facebook and Tumblr. We really appreciate everything you do to let people know about the show. If you want to support HeartLife monetarily, you can head over to OurFairCity.com and click on the donate link. Every discretionary credit donated helps us keep the sound on and the lightning riggers well insulated. Seriously, thank you so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.